In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rosendahl. Friday, the 7th of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. It has been a mostly foreign policy week, yes, but the global economy takes a backseat to nobody. Least of all, Sudeep Reddy. He's at Politico. Lynette Lopez, she is at Business Insider. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So let's, I guess we start with jobs, right, Lynette? And I don't want to talk about the specifics because, honestly, they're chewed over by now. 98,000 new jobs, 4.5% on the rate. What I want to know is this. Given where we are in this cycle, with the economy approaching or at full employment and things humming along, if not as well as we want, is jobs what we ought to be looking at when we try to figure out what's up with this economy?
Well, there's a lot to be said for continuing to make sure that the economy is doing well. I always come on this program and talk about wage growth,
wage growth.
And so I still think that's the number to watch. And I think the other number to watch, if you care about what Janet Yellen has to say, is inflation, because it seems like not hitting that 2% inflation target is one of the only things that's been holding the Fed back from raising rates over the last couple of times they had the opportunity, though they did last time. So that's, I think, more important number to watch.
All right. So, Sudeep, inflation's off the table. Wages are off the table. Jobs are off the table. What do you want to look at?
That's what matters. that is all that matters.
What
people
else is
look
there?
At the headline numbers. The headline numbers are headline numbers. They get a lot of attention, and pea brain politicians love to talk about them.
It's
wage growth. That's what people care about. They care about their wage growth. They care about what they're paying for at the grocery store and everywhere else. And inflation is relatively modest. Wages are increasing, just not increasing fast enough. And so that's a good environment. Janet Yellen would take that. Donald Trump should want that. Most members of Congress who are in charge should want it. It just doesn't have the same flash as everything else that we've been seeing with much larger headline numbers.
Well, since you mentioned politicians, let me turn, Lynette, to you and ask, you know, there was a period like 3 years ago where every time Congress and the White House got involved in the economy, it just came to a screeching halt. Now, Congress and the White House can't sort of do anything. Are we better off for that?
You know, I don't know. I think that's a very political question. What I do know is that there is a divergence in data coming out. The soft data, i.e. how everyone feels about the economy, is coming in a lot hotter and stronger than the data that shows us that maybe we're going into a little bit of a slowdown. I mean, we've had a bull market and we've had an economy on the way to recovery for the last 8 years. So economists are starting to wonder, hey, are we starting to slow down? We're seeing auto sales slow down. We're seeing manufacturing numbers slow down. We're seeing all sorts of consumer services numbers slow down. So I think that's something that the Fed is watching. And I think that is something that politicians in Washington might pay attention to if they want to chew on something a little more meaty than the headline numbers.
Well, and we know what Sudeep thinks about politicians. Let me very quickly, Sudeep, ask you a question about the Fed. In the minutes from their last meeting that came out this week, in which they said, we're going to start unwinding our balance sheet. That is to say, sell off some of the assets they accumulated during the crisis. And everybody went, whoa, wait, what are you doing? Why do you think the Fed is doing that now?
Because it's been a decade since the early stages of the crisis began. If you had looked in the summer of 2007, when the early stages of the global credit crunch developed, you would have almost nobody predicted that a decade later you'd still have all of these crisis interventions. You'd have interest rates around 1%. You'd have all of these really extreme interventions still embedded in our economy. They have to pull it back. They know they need to pull it back, and they're just at the beginning of talking about pulling. Well, they've been talking about it for a while, but
people thought we would have to pull it back.
Right. Yeah,
people thought we'd have to pull it back because they thought there was going to be massive inflation after the, you know, and that hasn't happened yet. The data isn't showing us that we're going to have some crazy inflationary cycle and that we need to pull these interest rates up. The argument mainly is like we need to pull them up because it's been so long. But with the hard data softening, the question is that enough of a reason? Or do we wait until, you know, we really see this hard data getting stronger, and do we wait until inflation actually hits a 2% target, which it still hasn't done?
And we're waiting, right? Exactly.
The Fed
is
very good at planning. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sudeep. Let me take a really quick turn to foreign affairs. The meeting between President Trump and President Xi of China broke up this afternoon with neither a statement nor a presser, no nothing. They just basically said, "We'll see you later," and went on about their merry ways. In the 30 seconds that I'm going to squeeze out of the time we have left, which is not really 30 seconds, how much import do you put on the fact that this summit just kind of fizzled out?
It's all fun and games when you're not in charge of the world's largest economy and the most powerful military. So this is what President Trump is dealing with now. He could have a message about trade and about currency and about job loss. But when you're actually dealing superpower to superpower, you can't use the same kind of rhetoric. You can't play the same kind of games. You have to actually get down. And the fact that there wasn't a big blow up is probably a pretty good sign that this was engagement between two economies that is going to at least follow a pattern that we've established rather than surprise everyone and scare everyone.
All right, we got to go. That's Sudeep Reddy. I'm sorry, Lynette. We're live radio. What can I tell you? Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. Sudeep Reddy, he's at Politico. We'll talk next time, you guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye, Kai.